Sorry I interrupted the discussions. We are on a tight time frame. Let the record reflect that the time is now 1:02 p.m. Friday, May 14th, 2021. Developing a quorum is Representative McKay, Representative Fields, Representative Kronk, Vice Chair Hopkins, Representative Schrage, Representative Gillum, Representative Rauscher, myself, Representative Putkaduk. Representative Hannon is predisposed in a different committee meeting at the time, and she'll be joining us when she can. I'd like to say thank you to our recording secretary on the air, Robin, and our LIO moderator, Alex, over here. Ask that you please silence your cell phones, put them up on a notepad so they don't jiggle all across the table. I'd like to recognize the Honorable Senator Rivak, here to carry Senate Bill 101, the only piece of legislation that we'll be deliberating today. I'd also like to welcome his staff, Ms. Emma Torgelson, and also Ms. Curtis with the legislative side of things. As mentioned, the only thing we're hearing today is Senate Bill 101, and it's the Advisory Commission on Federal Management Areas. It's our first hearing on the bill, and in light of the schedule that we're coming up on, I would not be opposed to moving it out, with the exception of concerns, amendments, or questions from committee members, then we can slow the process down. Senator Rivak, please introduce yourself and have your staff do the same, and give us an overview of what this bill does.
Yes, thank you, Chair Puckatuck and members of the Resources Committee. I very much appreciate you hearing SB 101 this morning. This is a sunset bill for the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Management Areas. In Alaska, or commonly referred to as CAC Fund, what it does is extends it for another 8 years to June 30th, 2029, which was a recommendation from the auditor. CACFA was first established in 1981, shortly after Congress passed comprehensive legislation governing all federal public lands in the state. The Alaska Natural Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, adding in the Statehood Act and Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, most Alaskans and most of Alaska are regulated under an extremely unique and complex web. CACFA's mission is helping Alaskans navigate these complex rules and regulations and work with federal agencies to ensure that the congressional intent of ANCSA and ANILCA and our Statehood Act is implemented in the management of the federal areas. As institutional memory and expertise is lost, CACFA serves as a vigilant and knowledgeable resource for Alaskans to defend the land access rights and protections that we were promised in federal law as stakeholders in the state. The commission helps individual Alaskans navigate federal permitting, is a resource for Alaskans wanting information on their access rights under ANILCA, and considers, researches, and holds hearings on the consistency with federal law and congressional intent of management, operation, planning, development, and additions to federal land. And quickly, Mr. Chairman, there was amendments in Senate Finance, which were a lot of bipartisan interest and support for this bill so far. And what Senate Finance Committee did was introduced a committee substitute to SB 101, which requires that three of the governor's appointees to the commission be representatives of corporations formed under ANCSA. Because ANCSA corporations are also large landholders in the state and frequently handle federal land access issues, incorporating their perspective into the commission's considerations will be greatly beneficial to the stakeholders around the state and beneficial to the great work that the commission will do. It also restored funding to the commission for one full-time position to support as an executive director, or in the past has historically been an executive director to compile the workings of the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Rivak, for the sectional analysis and overview of some of the changes that have been made throughout the process. Before we open it up for general questions, may I just ask, it looks like it has a small fiscal note. Was that the original proposition of the bill, or was that added along the way?
Thank you, Chair Puckatuck. For the record, Senator Rivak, District M. I think I apologize for not putting myself on the record earlier. So the original intent of the bill was just to extend CACFA so that they can continue to do their work as volunteers. However, in Senate Finance, they felt that it was important now, especially to make sure that they had an executive director position and some funding. So Senate Finance, it passed overwhelmingly on the Senate floor, but it was added by Senate Finance.
Thank you very much, Senator. With that, I'll just note that we have a few folks online for invited testimony, but if there are any initial questions at this time from committee members, we can entertain them. Representative Rauscher.
Yeah, thank you. Just to follow up on the question that the chairman asked, $178,100 per year. How is the number derived, and is it enough?
Thank you, Representative Rauscher, Chairman Puktuk. So this number, I believe, was the previous amount allocated, and I think part of it was for travel for the volunteer members of the committee to allow them to meet in a place as well as fund a position. So I believe so. Again, Senate Finance put this in. We could get more details, but I'm pretty sure that was the case.
And then just to follow up with
Representative Rauscher.
So, I kind of thought it was the same number, and I was just wondering if it's been a while. Maybe it should be a little more, but that's just my opinion. I'm not making a statement one way or the other. I'm just asking that it's a possibility I don't like to consider. But anyway, thank you.
Well, thank you, Chair Puktuk, Representative Rauscher. When asked how much I'd like to fund CACFA, I would jokingly reply I'd like to give them $20 million and have them buy a law firm. But given, our budget restraints, I think this is probably more appropriate.
Senator, you can't make motions in this committee. I'm kidding. Thank you, Representative Rauscher and Senator Rivak. We'll move on to the invited testimony that we've prepared today, starting with Tina Cunning, if that's fine.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator. Tina, if you could please put your name on the record, your affiliation, and provide your presentation or invited testimony on SB 101.
Yes, sir. This is Tina Cunning. I previously worked for the state in the state's ANILCA program from its beginning in 1981 until 2010 when I retired, nearly 30 years working in ANILCA. And since 2010, I've been working in providing ANILCA training for anyone who's interested in learning more about what is involved in ANILCA. The governor and legislature, along with many Alaskans, including businesses, miners, fishermen, environmentalists, and the newly formed ANCSA corporations, worked really hard to protect the economic and social opportunities during the last 4 years of Congress's deal-making that resulted in the bipartisan passage of ANILCA in 1980. The deals that were made, there was a lot of concern by the legislature in 1981 that those deals would be lost over time, and so they established the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas so that Alaskans could be kept informed as the Alaska Lands Act was being implemented and to protect the uses of the public land as Congress envisioned. So while the state's ANILCA program that I worked in worked hard at protecting the state agency responsibilities and interests that were adopted in ANILCA, CACFA was invaluable throughout my tenure in helping individual Alaskans work through the red tape in securing commercial service permits, for example, for air taxi operators, sled dog tour guiding, and for access across the conservation units to their in-holdings, and things such as cabins for subsistence uses. It's been 40 years since passage of ANILCA, and many people, both in government and the public, have forgotten the special provisions for public uses that the governor and the legislature and Senator Stevens fought so hard for in the final passage of ANILCA. And as a result, CACFA is needed more now than ever. For example, earlier this year, one of the federal land management agencies published draft regulations that would change the process for acquiring permits to access across federal lands to develop non-federal lands. The proposed process directly impacts all adjacent landowners and inholders' opportunities thereby impacting the ability of the INCSA regional corporations, the state, the municipalities, and many others to use non-federal lands. Yet without CACFA, most of the affected landowners were not made aware of this conflict between these proposed regulations and the ANILCA process Congress adopted. It is already in regulations under ANILCA for Alaska. Someone who wants to make money in rural Alaska, such as renting a snow machine or tour guiding on federal lands, has no one to help them go through the red tape to get their permit. And they may simply be told no by a federal land manager who may also be simply ignorant of the law. The legislature and governor were wise in establishing the citizen forum to help Alaskans meet their social and economic needs promised in the final deal-making Congress adopted. But with every passing year, without CACFA, such opportunities are lost and conflicts go unresolved. So I strongly support reauthorization of the commission for the benefit of all Alaskans in the management of federal lands as Congress intended in the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Cunning. Any questions or concerns from the committee at this point before moving on? Up next, joining us in person, is Ms. Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. If you can please walk us through your understanding on SB 101 and what role you play in putting this together. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Chris Curtis. I'm your State Legislative Auditor. The Division of Legislative Audit did conduct a sunset audit of this board or commission. It's dated April 2020. I believe you all have a copy of it in your packets. The purpose of a sunset audit is to determine whether a board or commission is serving the public's interest and whether it should be extended. There is a background information section of this audit which begins on page one. So CACFA is responsible for identifying and reducing potential negative impacts from federal actions on any of the over 200 million acres of federal land in the state. The commission was active from 1981 until 1999, at which point its funding was eliminated. The agency was reestablished in 2007 and operated from FY08 until FY17, at which point its funding was again eliminated. The federal management of Alaska has been widely criticized. Concerns with federal overreach and unfulfilled commitments led to the reestablishment of CACFA. The commission was reestablished to advocate on behalf of Alaskan citizens on issues related to federal management of land in Alaska. Report conclusions begin on page 7. I want to point out that the prior sunset audit was dated 2015, so this sunset audit looks at from February 2015 through June of 2017. Now, the audit found that beginning in FY17, funding this agency has not been a consistent priority for the legislature or for the governor. However, both entities have tried to fund it at different points in time over the last 5 years. So overall, the audit concluded that from the date of our prior sunset audit through June of 2017, the commission operated effectively and did not significantly duplicate the activities of another government agency. The audit also concluded there is a continuing public need for this agency, and we are recommending an 8-year extension. We found that while CACFA was active, the executive director monitored the Federal Register, and the Federal Register is where your federal laws are located. It monitored the Federal Register for new information related to CACFA's mission. It let the commission know when there was information relevant to its mission. And if determined necessary, CACFA would send a comment letter to the applicable federal agency. Now, comment letters formally summarized CACFA's concerns with proposed management plans and changes to regulations and laws. The commission sent 14 comment letters and provided testimony 4 times from February 2015 through August of 2016. So we found this agency to be very active. Letters and testimony were directed to federal agencies and congressional subcommittees. Additionally, CACFA would invite federal agencies to present information and discuss federal plans and policies via panel discussions. Meetings generally lasted from 1 to 2 days, and they included multiple presentations from individuals representing federal agencies, such as the U.S. National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Land Management, and state agencies, such as the Department of Natural Resources and Department of Fish and Game. So in this report, we make no recommendations, but the response to the audit can be found on page 21, and the Department of Natural Resources Commissioner agrees with the recommended 8-year extension.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis.
And Chair, if I may, you had asked about funding, of whether it was the right amount. If you look in the audit on page 3, you'll see a summary of FY16's expenses for this commission. And that just might give you some perspective as far as comparing what they were funded last time they had an operating budget to what the current budget is providing for. And you'll see above that table that we do describe the staff that the commission had in FY16. They had a executive director, and they also had a part-time natural resource specialist. So it looks like they had a bit more staff back in 2016.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis. I'll just note that we do have Kyle Mozell online who helped draft the fiscal note, and I guess before we get into any more details and questions about that, if I can just have him present a little bit on kind of the makeup of that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, this is Kyle Mozell. I'm the Executive Director for Office of Project Management and Permitting within the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. I'm happy to answer questions about the fiscal note, or it sounds like maybe you want me just to kind of explain how the funding was estimated, maybe?
Yes, please.
Okay. And so the fiscal note started out as a zero fiscal note, as I think this committee is aware, and then through the legislative process and referral to Senate Finance, I was asked to provide an amended fiscal note, which I did, to estimate funding for staff support of the CACFA if it was re-established with appointments. And so that's what I did. Ultimately, I used the funding that was estimated in the governor's amended budget proposed for FY21, which ultimately was not in the approved budget for FY21. It accounts for 163.1 general funds for personal services, and then 5.2 general funds for travel, 6.8 for services, and 3 for commodities, for a total of 178.1. My vision as executive director for this position in OPMP is that there would be a single large project coordinator that is assigned support for CACFA. Previously, and in the FY 2016 budget that the previous presenter mentioned, there was an executive director position and a natural resource specialist position that provided staff support. So this would be consolidated into a single position, a large project coordinator in OPMP that would report to me, and this would be their complete workload.
Thank you, Mr. Mozell. And Ms. Curtis, I guess before we go to the next portion of the presentation, can you just put on the record that, Ms. Curtis, that in your guys' auditing process, there weren't any significant concerns or findings based on the last sunset date of, I think it was 2015, you mentioned. Can you just re-verify that for us?
Certainly. Through the chair, again, this is Chris Curtis, legislative auditor. The prior sunset audit did have two recommendations, I believe, and we found that they both were implemented, had to do with public noticing, kind of administrative tasks. And we found no issue. All of the commission members have actually rolled off. There is no commission at this point because all of their term dates have termed and there's been no funding. So there wasn't much to look at. You know, we're 3 or 4 years after it's been defunded. So we focused on that year and a half that it was funded, found no issues, and did find a continuing public need for the commission.
Thank you very much. Further questions for Ms. Curtis before we move on to the next presenter?
Very brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Back on the record, we were just informed that Legislative Council has adopted new policies, in essence, making masks optional based on personal preference. And I believe Representative McKay really needed that to stay up with the times here.
I'd like to ask her to repeat her
the whole testimony. No, I'm kidding. Any further questions for Ms. Curtis before we move on? Seeing or hearing none, thank you, Ms. Curtis. Next, we've got Stan Liepart, former executive director of CACFA. Stan, if you can please put your name on the record, your affiliation, and then provide us your input on SB 101. Oh, he's not online. Okay. Well, that makes that easier. Thank you very much, Stan, for your invited testimony. Next, we'll go into public testimony. And public testimony for SB 101 is now open. Alex, can you verify online that it looks like we have one person participating? Thank you very much. Mr. Rod Arno, if you can please put your name on the record, your affiliation, and provide your public testimony, preferably under 2 minutes.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman of Duncan and Committee. My name is Rod Arno. I'm from Palmer, Alaska, and I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Outdoor Council, and the Outdoor Council fully supports the reauthorization at CACFA. Personally, as the Executive Director of Outdoor Council, I was asked by the Senate President to be a commissioner. I was a commissioner on CACFA until it lost its funding. And the importance of CACFA to all Alaskans, and particularly Alaskans who participate on federal lands, whether it be rural Alaskans or folks who recreate and hunt and fish on federal lands, this commission is extremely important, and I hope you pass it out of committee and we get the reauthorization. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Arno. With that, Alex, can you verify there's nobody else online for public testimony? Public testimony is now closed for Senate Bill 101. Free for all. Any questions, concerns, anything like that from committee members before we move forward with the process here? Man, it's so good to see everybody's smiling faces when I make these jokes. It reaffirms that I'm doing all right. With that, I think we're, or at least I'm fairly comfortable with moving forward with this bill. Mr. Vice Chair, entertain a motion on SB 101.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 101, Work Order 32-LS0620/B, from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Null object. Just for one last time for folks to voice their opinions.
Get her done.
Seeing or hearing none, I'll remove my objection. Seeing no further objection, SB 101 moves from committee. It's heading to House Finance next. Like to give the opportunity for Senator Rivak if you'd like to make a closing comment. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. With that, we're going to be heading to the floor here in half an hour, so we didn't schedule anything else for today. We do have a meeting noticed for Monday, and it's regarding Senate Bill 134, which is the Master Guide Outfitter Requirements by another senator, Von Imhoff, that we were unable to hear today. Depending on how things go, I think Monday is going to probably be the last regular meeting of the Resources Committee for this session. So I don't know if you can see the tears rolling, but they are. Meeting is now adjourned at 2:24.